This is Psychiatric News. Recently in Philadelphia, a group of psychiatrists and judges sat down together to talk over a major area of mutual concern, the tens of thousands of people with mental illness in America's jails and prisons. They were led by a judge and a psychiatrist.
My name is Steve Leifman. I'm a judge from Miami-Dade County.
Fred Osher. I'm the Director of Health Services and Systems Policy at the Council of State Governments Justice Center. We had an opportunity to bring together 25 judges and 25 psychiatrists to address the overrepresentation of people with mental illnesses. There has for too long been a false dichotomy between public safety and public health. With the recent tragic events that are making headlines these days involving individuals that have mental health needs, there's been a renewed interest in creating effective systems of care that support both recovery, but also public safety in our communities. And a community that provides good care to its citizens, that addresses in an effective way their mental health needs, is creating a safer community, and that's something all of us want.
Judge Leifman.
I believe that if we are able to bring psychiatry and the judiciary together as a cohesive unit, we'll be able to make systematic changes in the community and improve access to mental health care treatment. To have the knowledge and information that psychiatry brings to us so that we're better informed and know how to make better decisions in this area will really help us with policymakers to help improve the community mental health system.
This meeting identified that for too long psychiatrists have not been present at key discussions, at key meetings involving decisions that relate to the care of folks with mental illness. So we did hear that judges respect the field, respect our opinion, and with them inviting us, convening meetings and including us, we'll have an opportunity to participate and contribute to these policy discussions.
The judges and psychiatrists agreed that screening, treating, or diverting mentally ill defendants or prisoners will involve not only the legal and medical communities, but lawmakers as well.
The last thing legislators want to hear are mixed messages. But when you bring an entire group from the community, law enforcement, the state attorney, the public defender, the judiciary, psychiatry, coming to them with a plan, you have a much greater chance of getting that done at the legislative level.
We at the Council of State Government Justice Center represent those constituents, all elected officials. And I can tell you that they are extremely interested in solutions to these particular vexing problems. They hear from their constituents all the time about inadequate access to mental health care, difficulties in encounters with law enforcement, appearing before the judge and bench over and over as part of the revolving door. And they're very concerned as legislators to enact policies that support slowing of this revolving door and assuring that resources are spent effectively and efficiently.
Legislators cannot afford to buy their way out of the problem by building new prisons, said both Osher and Leifman.
Regardless of which stripe you come from, this is one of those rare areas that there really is bipartisan approach to it, because nobody wants to keep spending money on prisons for nothing, because we don't have the money to spend on it anyway. And if there's a better way to do it with better outcomes and better public safety, I think there's a lot of interest in doing this. So I'm actually optimistic. I've just seen in the last 10 years remarkable successes around the country, pockets of it. And so what we really need is a more strategic national plan. And what the American Psychiatric Foundation gives us is the opportunity to nationalize this project and to really have a plan where we can go state by state and start to make the changes that I think are necessary to improve the situation.
Psychiatrists recognize that in order to address these challenges, they're going to need collaboration and partnership. The judges are leaders within our community, well respected. It is important that we demonstrate that we have a collaborative effort in that it opens doors, it can allow for resources to be directed and targeted more effectively, and I think it's an opportunity for psychiatry to inform the bench.
One way to boost collaboration between the two fields is to encourage crossover training early on in law schools and medical schools.
Look, I still think there's two bigger issues, maybe the elephant in the room that we didn't talk about today. One is the financing of mental health services is still backwards. It's still based on deinstitutionalization. It doesn't necessarily cover the types of services that help people recover because they're not considered medically needy. You know, some of that needs to change at the federal level. And I think at the state level, at some point, you know, we all need to look at our involuntary hospitalization laws and see if they're current based on, you know, current medicine and science and if they're effective. And, you know, those two areas at some point are going to have to be addressed as well. But in the meantime, there are a lot of strategies that need to be done that involve just collaborating and coordinating on how people get access to service that will make a significant difference in people's lives so that jail becomes the last resort for people with mental illnesses, not the first, and give them true opportunity for some hope and recovery.
Meanwhile, Osher and Lifman are now thinking about an expanded conference to reach more judges in the general criminal court system.
This shared information and this shared knowledge will enable us to reach out and branch out to more judges and to more psychiatrists so that we can really develop a national strategic plan that we can work in every community to make the kind of systematic change that is necessary so that jail becomes the last resort for people with mental illnesses, not the first.
As Osher said, let's go back to our communities and work together on this issue. In Philadelphia, this is Aaron Levin for Psychiatric News.